Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday.
Good afternoon. This is TAZ by himself on only 30 minutes, only on Sunday. I'm usually nervous by myself. I mean, I don't have nobody to bounce nothing off of. I don't have nobody to laugh with. I mean, I can hit a laugh button every now and then, but they are studio audience laughs. I digress. Let me move forward. Getting ready for the show, I always get ready like 30 minutes prior to the beginning. I don't have anything. I have things on my mind, but I don't have nothing written down. And then within 15 minutes, I come up with a whole scenario for the questions for the show. So I'm impressed with myself. That's basically what I'm trying to say. Let me start talking about, there was a Ryanair flight flying over Belarus, and Belarus diverted the plane down, saying there was a security threat on board, and diverted them to land in minutes. Roman Protestovich was escorted off the plane. He's the program director, the program editor in chief of Nextef. It's not a news source, but it's more like a telegraph service. And he used it to great effect during Belarus's president, Alexander Nashenko's rule. He was taken off the plane and accused of violence and terrorism. That is wrong on so many levels. It wasn't like he was in their country. He was flying over their airspace, so they diverted the whole plane down. A commercial airline. Sort of like when I was doing this show and I was dogging out Trump, and if I entered Washington, D.C., they sent me to jail. That's basically the way they went down. Dude was just flying, and now his life is on the line. Horrible. It happened today. President Biden meeting with the George Floyd family this week. While Congress is stalling on passing the George Floyd Policing Act. It will be 1 year on Tuesday since he was killed by the police. My thoughts on this is I don't think we're ever going to get this. I mean, you would think after seeing somebody die in a video at the hands of the police that some police killings would calm down, but it's like it's amped up. Andrew Brown in North Carolina, Ronald Green in Louisiana, he died at the hands of police officers. They had him in handcuffs. And they just now releasing a video. I think that was 2 years ago, 2019, when that happened. And they had audio of a police officer talking about there was blood and stuff. He was coughing up blood, and they thought they killed him. And he was following the ambulance on the way to the hospital. These unnecessary deaths It makes me really mad. Normally, I don't give my opinion on the show. I bring questions up, and I have a panel of females who actually give their views. Every now and then, I do. I interject every now and then. But it's just me today, so I got to give the how I feel about it, too. I do have a feeling about it. But it just seems like these deaths, unnecessarily, and black men has risen since George Floyd, it seems like it. It might be at the same steady pace. They just released the video for Andrew Brown in North Carolina, and they said he tried to hit police with his vehicle, and clearly in the video it looked like he was trying to get away. If he wanted to hit him, he could have hit him. I mean, just think about it. It wasn't that quick. If he really wanted to hit somebody, he could have. Looked like he was trying to get away. And I mean, the way they came up at him, with guns blazing, what would you think? What would you do? Yeah. I digress. Why are we thugs, Republicans, Klansurvatives, opposed to the January 6th commission? Why are they so opposed to this? Like Tim Ryan said, they chased Secretary Clinton around the United States about Benghazi. Wasted all that money with all those different hearings on Benghazi. Can we have our Benghazi moment? A little bit of a moment. Half a moment. I mean, I don't understand. I think it's because some of them might be guilty in this. Some of them might have entertained a couple of these guys before January 6th. A couple of them might have took them on tours of the Capitol building. I've been in the Capitol building. I took a tour years ago, like in the late 1980s. And extraordinary place. You get to walk in both chambers on the top end. You can walk downstairs in the chambers of the Senate and the House. But you did walk upstairs and get to see it from the top view. And that's what we did. And the nooks and crannies downstairs, seeing the chandeliers, how they had it set up where the president was in before they built the White House, how they were in the Capitol building talking to one another, and their voices would bounce off the ceiling a certain way. And if you could stand in one spot where the president's office was at, and you talked up in the air, because they didn't have they had petitions, but they didn't have it all the way up where it was closed off. You talk up in the air, and you stand on the other side of the Capitol inside that rotunda, I think it is, and you talk up in the air, you can hear dude as if he was talking in your ear. That's how the dynamics and the aerodynamics of that ceiling was. So I've been in there before, seen how it looks, seen how the tours go. You just didn't walk willy-nilly up in there. And it's so big in so many different ways and avenues to get to different spots. So, could it be that some of those congressmen and congresswomen took some of these terrorists, that's what I call them, insurrectionists around the Capitol, and they don't want their names exposed in this commission? Okay. Now America is opening up. What is your opinion on this? I think that it's all right as long as people are safe. And I also think if you don't want to wear a mask, you can just show your card saying you've been vaccinated. Yeah, people crying about freedom, people crying about it, their right for them to only know. Well, if you want to do certain things, you're going to have to give up your right. The dog still be treated like you haven't been vaccinated. Simple as that. Ain't no arguing, ain't no going back, ain't no, we just got to do it this way, and that's the way we want it. You need to be safe for other people. It's just like when you fly a plane, you got to open up your suitcase or whatever you're carrying on, and people got to look in it. What's the problem with having a card saying you've been vaccinated? You have a card saying who you are with your picture on it. Just dumb. I don't understand this. People want freedom. Man, go out in the woods and jump in the lake. That's the freedom that you need to get. Marjorie Taylor Greene. With her stupid self. A mass comparison to the Holocaust, my bad. Comparing mass wearing to that. She's another one that needs to jump in the lake, too. With a whole lot of rocks in it. Her views on everything is just enough to make somebody just mad. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. And nothing that makes any sense. She's not on no committees no more. So she's opening up mail chute to doors of different colleagues that she don't like, yelling inside of them. Filming it, she makes no sense, really. And it's hard to believe that somebody that walks and functions on earth voted for her. Oh, but she's from Georgia. Speaking of which, Georgia is getting ready to start. They're getting ready to start having audits. Voter audits like they're doing in Arizona. It's bad when you lose and you can't admit you lost. There's a such thing as a sore loser. I heard the expression before. I never experienced it. But I'm beginning to understand it now. These guys didn't want to lose. These people did not want to lose, and they just keep uprooting it, saying they didn't lose. There was some way they cheated. How about nobody like y'all? How about y'all ain't making no policies for anybody for the good of the people? How about you just a bunch of racists? I don't want to say everybody's a racist, but you act like one. And if you support them, you're condoning it. I die Greece. Let me go to the last one. And to be honest with you, this is the longest I've ever went by myself. Let me go to the last one. Now the United States military in the United States is admitting to UFOs being in our skylines. And seeing UFOs come from space diving into the ocean, images have been leaked. What do I think about the UFOs? I've always thought it was UFOs. There was like there was like a lot of sightings back in I want to say mid-1970s when I was still in, junior high school then. And I seen one. Nobody believed me. And it didn't matter to me. It seemed like I seen one that was transparent. You could see the outline. You could see it flying. And then it zipped away. And I can't describe it no more because it was only a matter of seconds that I seen it. But nobody didn't believe me. They thought I was just with the hype of the times when it was like the mid-1970s or 1975, somewhere around there where 75, 74, where there was a whole lot of UFO sightings. I've seen one. My views on this, I believe it. I believe there's other worlds out there, and I believe there's other worlds that's a lot smarter than ours. Man, I mean, the way I just got through talking about some of these issues and policies and politics, there's a couple of animals out in the jungle that's smarter than us. This concludes only 30 minutes only on Sundays. Hopefully we'll do this next week. Jabril E., D. Lovely, I hope things are all right with you too. Tess, what's up? Again, this is T-A-Z doing his third fizzle all by his sizzle self. This is the longest, like I said, this is the longest I have went by myself. So the next time I do this show, I may go back through it a little earlier and write down a couple of items to hold me out for 30 minutes. Until next week, y'all take care, stay safe.